Welcome to today's interview on Brightown.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brightown, and I'm joined in studio today by none other than Dr. Edward Group from Global Healing Center.
Thank you, Mike.
Welcome.
We've known each other for a long time, and it's always a blast when we get together.
It really is, and I'm so excited to get to show you our studio and our facility and everything today. I gave Dr. Group like the full tour of our facility. What would you think, by the way?
I tell you what, I am so impressed. I've toured so many contract manufacturers and manufacturing facilities, and yours is right up there. I mean, ours is every little detail we pay attention to, from having no plastic tubing to anything. And I was literally blown away with your facility over here.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike is doing everything that you should do in a manufacturing facility, as far as quality, as far as taking care of the workforce, as far as, you know, making sure everything's clean.
Epoxy
Amazing.
Floors.
Amazing.
You see all the FRP
epoxy
walls.
Yep. FRP walls, epoxy flooring, yep. VOC-free epoxy flooring.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm super impressed. And for me to say that I'm super impressed,
I know, that's
for
a manufacturing,
you have a very high
facility
standard,
yeah.
Is, yeah, I'm the mad scientist. I every single detail has to be looked at. And I mean, I was blown away.
This is one of the reasons why we are really happy to partner with you. And that's one of the announcements we want to share with the public today. But I would say your manufacturing, your attention to detail is top in the world. Nobody does the triple distillation that you do, just to get the water to make the tinctures and things like that. Nobody does the extraction techniques that you do for your tinctures. And I know there are other things, you know, sound healing approaches, other things. Maybe you want to talk about some of that at this point, but we are here to partner with you to bring our audience, you know, the best of your world, which is potency, extraction efficiency, combined with our laboratory testing, right? Heavy metals, glyphosate, E. coli, microbiology, and soon dioxin testing. So we're going to be introducing together the world's most high-end extraction with the world's most comprehensive clean food testing for a product line together.
I tell you, I couldn't be more excited about it. We, you know, really, me being a mad scientist, I'm always looking for different ways to innovate. And in our industry, Mike, there has not been rapid delivery innovation and absorption and bioavailability innovations in, you know, 50, 60 years. You still end up with liposomal or lipospheric, and the more research that I've done into that is really a big fraud in our industry, because nobody is, basically what they're doing is they're putting sunflower lecithin in their product and they're calling it lipospheric or liposomal.
Right.
Yeah, so we're really excited to work with you, and we're really excited to help launch, for you to help us support the launch of our new AGT technology, which is acoustic glycerosomal technology. And this is very similar to what a big pharma has been doing, especially even now with the mRNA technology, of using a lipid substance to create a rapid delivery system. Except what we do, what we figured out how to do it using sound and frequency, and be able to wrap the nutrients of the plant in what we call a glycerosome. And a glycerosome is 30 to 50% more bioavailable and rapid delivery than liposomal. So right now in our industry, the highest you can go would be liposomal, even though I think most of it is fake. What we're doing is we're launching a acoustic glycerosomal technology. Now, what Big Pharma and what all these other companies are doing with their liposomal technology is they use lots of toxic chemicals for the extraction. They use different types of heat. They use microwave energy. They use different types of frequencies. What the beautiful thing about what we've developed is that we've done it all cold processing with zero chemicals. So we've actually figured out how to create glycerosomes using no chemicals, no heat, and do it in a way using acoustics, sound waves.
Wow.
If you look back at the ancient Tibetan, there's one video that's out there that shows them lifting a 2-ton rock 200 feet in the air using acoustics with different types of sound frequencies and vibrations.
Yeah, I mean, this gets into cymatics. You could create structure out of sound.
Exactly, exactly. And it's very important that what we do is we start with the proper materials too. And that's when we use the basis from Paracelsus in the 1600s when he's working with alchemy. And the great alchemists would really focus on themselves when they produce a product. They were spending lots of time in meditation and lots of time raising their own vibrations, because the vibrations of the people that are making the products, that's why I also meditate every single morning over all of our products and put love and energy and vibration into them, because you can do that at long distance. It's very important, and that's why we start with the triple distilled water, which was the only water the alchemists would use, because the water changes structure and function at the third, the sixth, the ninth distillation in multiples of three. And actually, really, our distillation systems distill the water 18 times, but we have three distillation systems, and each distillation system goes through six chambers.
Oh, is that right?
So it's really eight, since we have three chambers, we say triple distilled, but in reality, it's really 18x distilled water.
Wow, that's,
it's,
wow.
So the water is an incredible substance, and what we found is that when you distill water to that degree, water becomes a very hungry water, and it's able to absorb light and sound frequencies. So after we distill it, we run it through different types of systems to infuse the full spectrum of light into it, and then we run it through systems, a biophotonic structuring system, and then we run it through a special type of alchemical-based structuring and energizing type system. So that's the base that we use.
See, that's what's fascinating, because I'm not aware of anybody else that's doing it like that in the world. And also, I have a question for you about that, deuterium, mm-hmm. or D2O instead of H2O. There's been a lot of talk over the years, I know you're familiar with this, of if you could get the deuterium out of your water, which is only present at 120 parts per million or something like that, it would be healthier for your cells. Does your distillation process deal at all with deuterium removal?
Yeah, so that's a subject that I've looked into, and I'm not 100% sure about because what we can do also is we can change the molecular structure of things.
Yeah.
And it might not be a toxic anymore per se, but it might be a signaling like a homeopathic that could actually create your body to seek that out and eliminate it. And we know that that process is effective with studying individuals that have been utilizing urine, for example, where you can test and you can see heavy metals and stuff in your urine. Well, talking to many scientists, especially over in India, they'll say that those are just conjugated fragments. And how it works is it goes back into your system and it signals your body to release more. And there's never been a case that I've ever been able to see where someone has had metals in their body and then started drinking their urine and their metals have gone up. It's just the opposite. Their metals start going down, 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 down. So with deuterium, we have distilled water 18 times on purpose and then sent it out for deuterium testing, and there's still deuterium in it. Smaller levels, like maybe 20 to 40 parts per million. But that just goes to show you that that's extremely hard to get to get out.
It
and
is,
I,
yeah.
And I also think that, there's a big, there's like a lot of controversy right now, and people are really scared about our water systems being contaminated.
Yeah.
And what is the right water filter? And I was contacted by somebody the other day, and they said, look, you've been doing research on water for 30 years. What is the best water system that I can, that we can promote to get all this stuff out of the water? And I said, there is no water filtration system that's going to get everything out of the water. There's just no way, because think about all the hundreds of thousands of pesticides, insecticide residues, who knows, nuclear-based residues that could be in the water, different types of energy signatures that can be in the water. And that's why I always go back to distilled water, because distilled water is going to take out the majority of all of those contaminants, glyphosate, atrazine, all that stuff. And it's just safest water that you could be drinking. And that's why I recommend everybody. I said, look, you can do all the research you want and try to find a water filter that's going to take everything out, but we don't even know how to test for thousands of different substances.
A lot of those things, yeah. But by the way, actually, I just filmed yesterday in the studio. You know, we tested cesium removal of dozens of kind of off-the-shelf water filters, the gravity filters. And this is because of cesium-137, you know, which is deadly in a nuclear fallout event. And it mimics potassium, by the way, in all the pathways of the body. So you can imagine if you replace your potassium with radioactive cesium, life's not going to be very good for you. But we tested all these filters, and frankly, most of them did not do very well. But we found six that did 99.98% or better removal. And a couple of those six were pretty low-cost filters, and the other four were more higher-end filters. One of them was the Zen water filter system. I don't know if you've heard about that. That has a multi-element column in it. Who knows what all's in there? But you're right. No water filter takes out everything. And you were asking me earlier about, have we tested filters for glyphosate removal? And I don't believe that we have done that test. And if we did, I don't think that these filters would do very well, because glyphosate moves through everything. It's a tiny molecule. It penetrates the cells in your body, you know, and I think it just goes right through carbon block filters. It just goes right through them.
Yeah, I'm not against water filtration to have in your house.
Sure,
at all.
Yeah.
I don't
no,
want
it serves
to
a,
think that.
A purpose.
You know, anything you can filter out, or if you could filter out 90% of some, that's great. It's still
right.
A lot better than what you've been drinking.
Absolutely.
However, we have nanotechnology right now that's being sprayed on us. We have mRNA technology. We have people that are going to the bathroom that have this in their systems. And so, you know, when people ask me, well, what is the cleanest water that I can drink? I say, well, you can get a distillation system online for $300 that does 4 gallons a day of distilled water. You know, that's a subject that I've been researching, and because only nature produces distilled water. That's why the ancient cultures used rain. They had fog nets, actually, that they would make in the valleys, and they would collect the fog when it came through, and it would all leak down into these cisterns.
Right.
And that's the only water they would drink. Very rarely would they drink water from creeks or from wells or anything like that, because it's too high in inorganic minerals.
Absolutely.
And ultimately, that's a whole nother conspiracy that we can go down, is how we've been deceived about the type of water that we've been drinking. Ultimately, we should be drinking 80% distilled water and only a small amount of spring water or anything that has lots of inorganic minerals. And the reason why is they know that they are purposely turning us to stone. If you look at the amount
right.
of organic minerals versus inorganic minerals that we consume, the average human consumes, 95% of the minerals the average human consumes are inorganic minerals. They're not eating fruits and vegetables and live foods all day long.
No, they're having the breakfast cereal that has iron shavings literally put in it, like these wheat flake cereals or corn flake cereals, and they'll put iron shavings in it to say that they meet the iron requirement for the USRDA. And I've actually taken this. You can just take a box of cereal, put it in a bowl with water, just make it all wet and mushy, and then just take a powerful magnet and you can pull the iron filings right out of the cereal. I mean, there's videos of that all over, but it's true. It's true. And then you're like, oh my gosh, they just dropped iron filings into this cereal. Which, you know, I have goats. Goats do pretty well with inorganic minerals because they have, you know, multiple stomachs and very strong digestion. Humans don't. You eat all these inorganic, or you drink them, all these inorganic minerals, it's like you said, you start to turn to stone.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they had did autopsies really from 1860 to 1920. There was so much research on all the different types of healing modalities. It's all been burned out and suppressed. But there were lots of studies of even people that were drinking spring water that had autopsies, and they had petrified organs because they had so many inorganic minerals.
Petrified organs.
And so that's that's why they're literally turning us to stone and calcifying our bodies over time. And what eliminates that is distilled water. Distilled water, if you start drinking, you start eating fruits and vegetables that contain high levels of distilled water, you start drinking rainwater, That's what's going to detoxify you and start pulling all these inorganic minerals out of your system.
Yep.
So it's very important, and that's why I recommend. If you want to remineralize distilled water, squeeze a fresh lemon into it. That's organic minerals in a fresh organic lemon.
Right.
Put a little organic raw apple cider vinegar in there. That's going to put organic minerals in there.
Exactly.
And the reason why your animals are able to do that and we're not is because we have two ways to break down inorganic minerals. The first way is the hydrochloric acid in our stomach, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. You've seen all the research that's come out over the last 20 years where they project like 98% of the population is very low in hydrochloric acid because
True.
We burned it out with all the, you know, soft drinks that we're drinking
Absolutely.
And alcohol that we're drinking.
The phosphoric acid, yeah.
So most people on the planet are not able to break down the inorganic minerals in their stomach. And the second way that we break it down is in the liver. Well, we did a study a couple years ago, and I still today think that probably 99% of the population on the planet's liver is only functioning at 15 to 20%.
Wow.
Oh, look at the studies with fatty livers in kids now 1 year old. It means the cirrhosis of the liver. You just think about all the parasites that go in the liver, all of the chemicals, all the toxins that we're exposed to.
Yeah.
The liver is like the major organ for me that I've, you know, done so much research on and really, it is the detoxification organ. The skin, obviously, is the biggest detoxification organ, but the liver is vital to be able to break all these things down.
But correct me if I'm wrong, Ed, but you know, I sometimes hear people complain about all the toxins that are being sprayed on us, you know, chemtrails and things like that, and of course the 5G towers, electromagnetic pollution. But then, at the same time, I still meet people who are covered in like fragrance laundry detergent in their clothes, and they're using the dryer sheets, and they're using the shampoo that I can smell 50 feet away, and they're coating their bodies in poison and then claiming that they're being chemtrailed. I'm like, well, wait a minute, you're chemtrailing yourself every day out of the shower, you know? I mean, you get out of the shower, you're chemtrailing yourself. So maybe shouldn't you get the chemicals out of the things that you can control? As a starting point.
So you and I have basically figured out the root cause of disease 20-something years ago, which is the root cause of all disease and all symptoms that you may have are nothing more than a toxic external environment and a toxic internal environment. That's it. Every single condition comes down to really more or less poisoning and parasites is what my conclusion is. Because I always like try to simplify everything for everybody, but you're exactly right. What are the toxins in the external environment? Well, you could have a toxic boss. You could be in a toxic relationship. People can be parasites and draw energy from you. What are you watching on TV? You know, the mold in your house. I mean, you know, we did that show. We identified all kinds of chemicals and toxins in your external environment, from your bedroom to your bathroom to your kitchen.
Totally.
You know, go watch that show. We talk about all that. It's an accumulation. And then all the things that you're putting on your body and in your body.
That's what's incredible to me.
It's just like people are, what's incredible to me is like, it's so simple when you understand that everything is poisoning and parasites, but yet you have so many doctors out there and so many naturopathic doctors and people that are really, you know, trying to do good things, but they're missing the most vital step, which is detoxifying your home, detoxifying your external environment, and detoxifying your internal environment. And that's going to be very simple of detoxifying and healing your gut, doing multiple detoxifications of your liver, getting rid of all the parasites in the body, which is another subject I'd like to talk to you about of some recent findings that we've had.
How about just being willing to sweat?
Willing to sweat.
I mean,
exactly.
I'm so shocked to hear people that are afraid to sweat. Even here in Texas, you know, because I'm outside every day. I'm taking care of animals and, you know, I'm walking around, I'm moving bags of grain, I'm feeding the chickens, whatever, right? And you get outside in Texas this time of year, you're going to sweat, right? It's a normal thing. But there are people who are so afraid to sweat that they'll spend all their time indoors in air conditioning, and they won't go outside. They just go from the house to the air-conditioned car, and from the car to the air-conditioned, you know, shopping store or whatever, or church, and it's air-conditioned. And they're afraid to sweat because they just don't want to feel sweaty. But if you don't sweat, you're never going to get rid of a lot of toxins.
The fastest way to get rid of toxins in your body is through sweating. There's no other way to do it. I mean, you really need to sweat. That's what we were designed to do. We were designed to push that stuff out through our skin, which is the largest detoxification organ we have. You know, we only have, men have four ways to eliminate chemicals and toxins from their body. Really, they have three is what I've learned lately, which is defecation, respiration, and sweating, diaphoresis of the skin. I used to think urine was a toxic elimination route. To a certain degree, you do eliminate, but it's not what I found out is it's not actually toxic. It's sterile. There are fragments of things in there, but it's not toxic. It's not a poison. There's people that drink all their urine all day long for 40 years that I've talked to, and they have zero poisoning. So it's not poisonous, which we've led to believe it is. And women have five ways to eliminate, which is their menstrual cycle. So, but the skin, there's no doubt, is the largest pathway of detoxification. And then not only that, but they've made us believe, especially the women, that they need to slather more chemicals on their skin to look good.
I know.
If you pick up any skincare product, it has 50 cancer-causing agents in it, and they convinced us all to lather sunblock on our skins to suppress our vitamin D production, which is a major immune system modulator.
Totally.
So it's just like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
But this is getting back to what we're doing here together. Yeah. Like, this is why it's critical to have clean products that we're taking in. So here's an example. This is one of the first products we're doing together. Elderberry and echinacea. This is a glycerin-based tincture, and it's quite delicious, by the way, and also very potent. Can you talk to us about what goes into the extraction process of these two primary ingredients?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, we start with scouring, just like you do, scouring the world to try to find the cleanest, freshest ingredients. And folks, let me tell you, start getting into that, it is extremely difficult. So we'll try to find six sources, we'll bring them all in, we'll test the color, the taste, run them through different types of testing, chemical testing, heavy metal testing, contamination testing, microbial testing. The one thing that we don't do and you don't do that many other manufacturing facilities do is they sterilize their raw materials when they come into the facility. I just don't get it.
I know, they irradiate everything.
And by the way, if you're taking supplements from any company, call the company up and ask them if they're NSF certified. 90% of these supplement companies are NSF certified. And I did not even know this, Mike. We called NSF because NSF is one of the processes that you have to get to become TGA certified. TGA certification is like the highest certification you can get. It's the Australian certification. But in order to do that, I think there's only like two facilities in the United States that are TGA certified. Once you're TGA certified, you can sell throughout Australia and everywhere else. And so we wanted to do that and say, thinking, oh yeah, the more certifications that we're gonna have, the better it's gonna be. So I spent $85,000 going through the NSF certification. They came into our facility and they were like, this is the cleanest facility we've ever seen. I mean, the attention to detail you guys have is just incredible. I mean, we don't use any plastic tubing in our whole facility. We use silicone platinum so it doesn't impart negative frequencies or energies, because we don't even want the plastic imparting the energy of plastic in there.
Right.
And so they said, you passed with flying colors, except there's two things that we would like you to do. Number one, it's not a requirement, but most of our contract manufacturers that are NSF certified are doing this, and that's sterilize your raw materials before you put them into your warehouse. And I'm thinking, sterilize the raw materials? Are you kidding me? I'm like, what are they using to do that? And they said, well, most of them use microwave energy to do that,
right,
or they use steam distillation. So you're either gonna kill all the vital nutrients that are in the plants both of those ways. And I said, well, there's no way. Why would we do that? There's no way. We wanna preserve all the life force. Mm-hmm. We wanna preserve all the natural energy in there, because
the molecules can be destroyed by microwave energy.
And even sometimes we'll get raw materials in that have total plate counts in the millions, like the 20 million total plate count. And we're like, that is good. We want those soil-based microorganisms
if they're friendly.
If they're not coliform, right. If they're not E. coli, or if they're, you know, if they're friendly, those are the good bacteria from the soil that you really want in there.
Right.
So then they said, okay, well, we can let you slide on that because it's not a requirement, but there is a requirement that you have to perform metal testing at the end of your finished goods line. And I said, okay, well, what is that all about? Well, just to make sure there's no metal shavings from any of your equipment. I said, well, we use, for all of our liquids, we use all glass vessels for our processing. You know, we use 200 liter borosilicate glass vessels that the herbs spin in. We don't use any metal, so they don't touch metal. So, you know, there's not gonna be any metal in any of our products. It doesn't matter. It's a requirement for NSF that you have to have a metal detection system on the end of your finished goods line. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is a huge scam. They're trying to kill all the life force and the therapeutic
in order to get certified.
Ability to get certified. And I said, okay, so what are the two types of metal detection systems that everybody's using? So they gave me a list of the two metal detection systems. One of them, I looked it up online, one of them is exactly like the body scanners that you go through in the airport. It's a millimeter wave. So it literally completely bombards and changes the molecular structure of all and kills all the life force and the energy of your product.
Right.
And the second one is just an old school like microwave, like putting your product in the microwave oven. It's like a microwave frequency that just blasts your product with microwave energy.
What to see? How does that detect metals?
They just have a way to do it through like X-wave microwave frequencies. I don't know.
It's kind of like an X-ray, but using
a different frequency. It's kind of like an X-ray, different types of frequencies. It doesn't matter. Both of them, you know, I looked up the frequencies that they were using, and both of one of them was in the millimeter wave, and one was like X-ray microwave. So
to get certified,
That means like all the supplement companies out there that are NSF certified are literally killing the vibration and the life force of your product. And that, to me, studying the alchemy, I know how important it is because Paracelsus he developed the spagyric process of separating and recombining and bringing the plant back to life through the salts of the plant. And so that's very important. That's why we use the Ormus energized minerals in our products to be able to produce that life force. And we started the first quantum biology laboratory ever in the nutraceutical industry and hired Dr. Glenn Ryan, who's the famous quantum biologist and the most famous quantum biologist in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that did all the testing for Sandra Michael's stuff and any type of quantum type scalar wave technology. And he's been running our quantum energy laboratory, and we're constantly trying to improve. You might see elderberry and echinacea on here. And this is something that I think everybody should know, and Mike knows this already. I could buy organic elderberry for $2 a pound, but it might have sat in a China warehouse for a year and it's brown and it doesn't have any therapeutic left to it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have any aromatics. And we try as best as we can to preserve the aromatics of the plant. Those are really, really powerful. That's what they extract as the essential oils, and they're very delicate.
Yep.
They oxidize.
Yep.
But what we do is we'll choose the $20 a pound elderberry. Now, for a consumer, you would never know because it says elderberry and echinacea organic. But for people like you and I, we know how important it is to get the therapeutic value in there. And we are not publicly traded companies. We're private, so we can spend the extra money to make sure that the quality is there. And we want to, really, it's the vibration and the life force of these plants. Of course, the components of the plants have really powerful healing properties to them, too. But when a living substance is living, you can measure its life force and you can measure its energy. And so we test all these with Curlian photography, and we have videos of all this. I don't know if you've seen those that I've
seen some of them, yeah.
I'll definitely send those over. We're continually working with... there's a scientist, Kortikoff, in Russia, who's one of the leading scientists in the world working on testing vibrations and energy. And so that's kind of a project that we have going on. Now, the new product that we're going to be working with you on is the acoustic glycerosomal technology. And I'm super excited about that. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the potency and the vibration and the therapeutic value of this probably going up about 200 times. That's how powerful it is, because What we're doing is we're taking the solution and we're using certain acoustic sound waves to cavitate and levitate even. You know, you've seen the videos of using sound to levitate ping pong balls and stuff like that. Sound is very, very powerful, and acoustics are very powerful. And in the Tibetan and in the Himalayas, they use that all the time to move things around, even the building the pyramids. There's people that say that those were built with acoustics and sound. And so we're able to, we figured out a way to do this all in a cold processing, all in glass vessels, to be able to expose the herbs to an acoustic, a broad range of acoustic sound waves that will create a cavitation and a levitation. And not only that, it'll levitate into the solution, and then we have a proprietary mixture of the certified organic vegetable glycerin with a certain percentage of organic avocado oil and a certain percentage of ice-pressed olive oil. And we can create what we call a glycerosome. And this is in the nano range, and all of the therapeutic nutrients are concentrated in the glycerosome. Now, what does that mean? That means it's a rapid delivery. You're not going to get a degradation in the stomach acid, which nobody really has stomach acid anyway. And it can go into the mitochondria of the cell. It can cross the blood-brain barrier. So it's a rapid delivery, but it's also, even with herbs and foods and stuff, most of the time people are really not absorbing and utilizing a lot of the minerals and the nutrients that are in there. With this technology, you're going to be able to get close to over 99% bioavailability and absorption.
See, that's extraordinary. And this is one of the reasons why we wanted to partner with you on this. And we're going to be rolling out, you know, an expanded line with you. And that's why I appreciate you coming in here and sharing this with me. But just to add to something you said about the raw materials, we've seen in this industry exactly what you described, where there are sometimes raw material wholesalers that are trying to dump a lot of something that's old or oxidized or subpar or fails heavy metals testing by European standards. So they'll ship it to America, and then they can sell it legally in the United States because the FDA and the USDA don't really require any heavy metals testing at all. And even certified organic, by the way, has no limits on metals. You know this. So we've seen a lot of cases of junk materials being sold, being pushed out there. We've had to reject a lot of lots. But we know that when we reject a lot, it just gets bought up by somebody else that sells kind of low-end supplements here in America that you end up buying at common retailers. And you think you're getting elderberry, you're getting like elder crap. I mean, you're not getting elderberry. You're getting something that once was elderberry, but is now really close to just dust or something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is so true.
Yeah, and another thing that we're also doing and we're moving into is, and that's the same thing. Like, we've found so much contamination where they put oat grass in with something, or they'll put, when you're looking for a flower and they half of its stem in there when you take it through identity testing. Now, just like you, I'm sure, over time, we've become that company to where they said, well, we're not going to even mess with Global Healing anymore because they're going to send everything back and they're going
to, this has happened
say
to us
something
too, yeah.
about it. So ultimately, over time, when you do that and you have such high quality standards, a lot of times we won't deal with those companies anymore right off the bat. But then your reputation becomes like, if you're going to be selling to Global, save your best stuff for them. Or if you're going to sell to Health Ranger, save your best stuff for him. But it's just, it's really discouraging when you really get into the down and dirty of our industry and see, you know, the shortcuts that the contract manufacturers use. I've heard horror stories. I've talked to people that even for an organic product company, they were using Dow anti-foaming agent to put in there when they were mixing the liquid multivitamin in a certified organic product. And the thing is, who's going to test for, Like, are you going to take a product and test for 1,000 different things? How are you going to know to test for anti-foaming agent?
No, there's no way you could test for
so
all those
So there's just
thousands
so many,
things,
you know, yeah. Even the heavy metal testing, you just test for lead, mercury, cadmium, nickel, you know, basically. I mean,
well,
there's so many different ones out there.
We test, we actually do a pretty broad, because the table of elements is pretty limited. So we test for, you know, dozens mm-hmm. of metals, including nickel and copper and so on. But most people don't. Most people only test the top four: lead, arsenic, mercury, mm-hmm. and what is it? Oh, and cadmium. Cadmium.
Yeah, lead, mercury.
And out of those four, the FDA allows a total of 10 parts per million aggregate, which would be insane. If you ate 10 parts per million mercury, oh my gosh, you'd be so sick. Or even lead, you'd be poisoned. But the FDA allows that. And so most people only test for those top four. And the truth is, Ed, most companies, they don't test at all. They just rely on the certificate from the supplier.
That's
the
it.
Supplier yeah. says, oh, somebody tested it at some point upstream. And then we've run into cases, I know you've seen this too, where the certificates are counterfeit.
We've definitely seen that. And very, you know, now with our raw material suppliers, you know, over years choosing and researching and finding the best ones. But even sometimes when we're looking for a new ingredient, very rarely does our testing match the
yes.
results that they're providing us on their yeah. spec sheets.
We found that too. Their spec sheets just never match up to
no,
reality.
No, they'll say yeah. less than 0.01 of lead, and we'll find like 3 ppm or something in there.
Right,
it's like
right.
0.3.
Or sometimes, no, we've seen certificates that come in and they say, okay, less than 1 ppm lead. And then I've actually called some of these companies and I've pursued this. So what instrument was used for this? What was the detection limit of that instrument? And it turns out they use a lab that didn't even use ICP-MS. They use ICP-OES, which is optical emissions spectroscopy. And the sensitivity of the instrument stops at 1 ppm. So it's like, oh, you're saying you can't see anything below 1 ppm and so it passes? It's like, what if it's 990 parts per billion? They wouldn't be able to see it. Because they intentionally, and this is the other thing, this is some inside baseball, but I think the readers will enjoy this, the viewers. But I've known of labs that intentionally tune their instruments to be less sensitive so that they can't detect these things. I've seen this. I mean, firsthand, I know this happens. Because I can tune my instrument to detect mercury at something like 0.4 parts per billion, which is, you know, 400 parts per trillion, right? But if you tune it incorrectly, you know, the nebulizer's off axis, there's a bunch of different ways that they can do it on purpose, they can make it so they can't even see mercury below 10 parts per million. And then they say, not detected, not detected.
Well, I, you know, what we've noticed over the last 10 years, Mike, is we've noticed a huge buy-up from private equity and venture capitalist firms that are associated with Big Pharma and associated with the big banking operations and BlackRock. And they're trying to consolidate even in our industry right now. And somebody told me 20 years ago, I was talking to a whistleblower from a pharmaceutical company. He said, it's already in our plans to buy up all the nutraceutical industries. We're just waiting to where it's going to be a profitable industry for us to purchase.
Yeah.
I mean, that way they own both. They own
right.
the pharma and they own all the natural products.
Right.
I know, I don't know about you, but I get at least an offer twice a week.
Do you really that often?
Twice a week I'm getting offers.
That's funny.
For our company from private equity companies and big firms that want to buy us out.
Yeah.
And you know this, most of the companies out there have been bought out already. And what
right.
happens when you sell out to a publicly traded company or you sell out to a venture capitalist firm or you sell out to a subsidiary of Big Pharma, which are owned by conglomerates of private equity firms.
Right.
They have a 3 to 5, they want profit. That's all they care about. They could care
right.
less about your health.
Oh no.
So immediately
they'll take out
in,
your triple distillers.
They
yeah.
wipe everything that you're spending money on. They
right.
go to the cheapest they can possibly do, and then they want to turn around and sell to somebody else in 3 to 5 years because they have an exit strategy. And that's what's happened to our industry.
Totally.
There's, You know, I was talking to Greg Horn. He was the ex-CEO of GNC and a Garden of Life, actually. Greg Horn is a great guy. And he left because of that, because of his standards. And he saw what happened to these companies when they got bought out by big pharma-based companies. And he said, you know, this was about a month ago, he said, I can literally count probably on one hand the amount of companies that I would trust these days that are privately owned and operated. You, your store, me, and maybe a couple other ones that are out there that are just, because you and I think the same way. It's like, I'm going to take this.
Right.
If I'm going to take this, I want to take the best stuff in the world.
And my family members and
exactly.
friends and employees exactly. and yeah. so on. Yeah. So that's why this matters. But look, this is a fascinating discussion. Let's wrap up this segment and talk in another segment about something else. But I just want to say to our viewers, number one, I'm thrilled that you're here. I'm thrilled that we're partnering with you on these products. And hopefully now our viewers understand sort of the importance of the philosophy that we both share in this. It's about the cleanest, most potent, most honest and ethical superfoods or supplements or therapeutics that are available on this planet. That's what we are committed to, and that's what we are creating here together. Again, all of your techniques combined with all of our laboratory analysis, no one has ever brought those two together with such depth as we have now. I mean, it's the best of the arts and the nutrient arts and the science of food contamination testing to make sure that everything is clean. And by the way, it's also interesting, of course, we never find anything dirty in your products. But of course, we do the testing anyway because it's trust but verify. But your products are among the cleanest that we ever see. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard these days because of everything. The rain and organic doesn't require any type of water filtration. A lot of organic farms still use the tap water from the city to water their plants with. The soil is contaminated. All the soil-based organisms have been removed. So it's getting harder and harder to really have a super, super clean product. But that's what we do. We try to be the cleanest and the most effective therapeutic-wise products, just like you, on the planet.
Yep. Well,
so
you're doing a great job
choosing us, and we're excited to work with you as well.
Well, thanks for being here, and we'll chat again on other topics. But folks, healthrangerstore.com is where you can find these products that are joint formulated with Dr. Ed Group, and that's described on the various product pages, by the way. And then Global Healing Center is your company. GlobalHealingCenter.com.
GlobalHealing.com.
Right?
Now, we actually finally got that domain. We've been wanting it for years, but so we dropped the center because people were like, the European spelling of center, C-E-N-T-R-E.
Oh, true, yeah.
So it was kind of confusing, and plus we just wanted to shorten it. So we finally got Global Healing. But it is Global Healing Center, but now we reduce it to Global Healing.
I just know it's GHC.
GHC.
Yeah,
I know.
Exactly.
It's weird. You know, now it's GH, but it's for all those years, it was GHC.
Okay, very good. All right, well, thank you for watching today. We hope you enjoyed this and learned a lot of good information. There's more coming up in other interviews with Dr. Ed Group here in studio at the Brighteon Studios in Central Texas. Thank you for watching today, and thanks, Ed, for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Take care, everybody. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you, simply because I want like-minded people to survive.